What is up, my people? It's Sam here, and on this episode, I'm going to talk about something that would actually help you to achieve your goals faster.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action, and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply, and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career, and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Sam here again, and I recently learned something from one of my mentors, Dave Meltzer. He shared this in a video recently on his Instagram. If you don't know him, just go to Dave Meltzer, M-E-L-T-Z-E-R, Dave, and you're going to find a lot of stuff. He's one of my mentors. I've interviewed him, and he's an awesome dude. I actually respect him. And he said something very profound, or he taught something that was very profound. And I think, you know, I'm going to start implementing it, and so you know what these episodes are for, just, you know, bringing you high level stuff, things that actually move the needle, things that will actually get your goals achieved faster, better, and then so that you can be able to change lives, impact people, and then make more money. That's all the whole concept of our reason is, right? Now, you know, if you are someone like me, who is arisen, you are someone who is always chasing your dreams, and it's, I think it's something that is, you know, it's just so peculiar about people who are looking to chase their dreams, right? There's something called a shiny object syndrome, SOS, right? A shiny object syndrome. Now, the shiny object syndrome is basically this, right? You hear something cool, awesome, that you think will actually help you achieve your goals, and then you chase it, right? And right before you actually finish on that, you know, that thing, that gig, or whatever it was, right? Before you even complete it, there's something else that comes and it's so much attractive to you, and then you want to take a bit of it as well, right? If you are someone like that, then this episode is going to help you. If you are not someone like that, then it basically means that you are not chasing enough, right? Or you figure things out. And if you're on the first part, then just stick with this episode, because I'm going to teach you, or I'm going to you know, tell you what I've learned from my mentor, and that is going to impact how you actually achieve your goals and basically achieve it faster. Okay. You know, I've admired people who actually set their goals and actually achieve them, like for a very long time, for the early part of my life. I just kept wondering, why is that I set goals for myself and I don't achieve them? And I was so obsessed with trying to answer the question, but I didn't have answers, obviously. But, you know, I always admired how people set their goals and, you know, whatever it is, like they say they are going to start a business in 3 months, and on the third month, you know, they have their business up and running, right? I admired people who were, you know, who focused on developing their relationship, and, you know, 3 months, 4 months, whatever time range they set for themselves, they actually accomplish it, right? And the reason they accomplish it is because they are following these four steps. So it's a four quadrant thing, right? It's a four quadrant, so it has four different steps on what to do. Because the reason we get we procrastinate things, the reason we postpone things, the reason we say no to something that's going to actually help us, isn't because it's not so important. Sometimes it's super, super important. But the problem is that we are failing to follow that four quadrant formula. And so shall we just move straight into what this episode is actually about? Okay, so let's just jump into it. And so the first quadrant, so just imagine this. There's a full circle, and then there's a stroke down in the middle, and then, I mean, in the, vertically and then horizontally, right? So we are looking at the first quadrant. We are looking at the left corner, right? The left top. Now, with the left top, what you have to do is you have to understand that, you know, you have to put in this word, do it now, okay? Do it now. And then the second quadrant has plan it, okay? Plan it. And in the third quadrant, that is the left lower, we have delegate it, okay? And the final one, that is the right lower corner, we have drop it. Okay, so let me just walk you through. So it's first off do it now, and then the second one is plan it now, and then the third one is delegate it now, and then the fourth one is drop it now. Now let's look at how to actually put our, you know, resources and the things that we do, right, in these quadrants, so we can be able to, you know, we can be able to run away from procrastination, because procrastination is what's hindering our dreams and goals and aspirations and all that stuff. Okay, so now let's look at what we need to do. So let's just say you have a task, right? You have a task. You want to start a business. Let's just go with the business thing now, right? Now you want to start a business. What you need to ask yourself right now is, what are the components of starting a business? Okay, for all those business gurus out there, you already have your business. You know, this is not fundamentals. This is something that even the gurus are doing. So please pay attention, and then, you know, get grasp what you need to grasp from here, and then implement it the way you want it. I'm just using the starting your business, you know, example, so that I can flow in sequence of explanation. Okay, so you want to start a business. You ask yourself, what are the resources? What are things that will get me started? Okay, so first off, you need to register your business, right? You need to register your business. Then you ask yourself, how do I register my business? Okay, and then you find that process and stuff like that. Now, the reason we get distracted in actually achieving our goal, because first off, we know that we need to start a business, and for us to start a business, we need to operate it legally and ethically, right? And if it's going to be operated on the legal side, then it means it needs to get registered. So we need to go to the registrar general department and then register our business. Now, what's the first thing? Go head over to the office and then make some inquiries and see if you can pick up the form. And then you ask yourself, and so you see that, you know, we are walking through the process of actually starting a business. Now, there are things that will get hindered. Like, for example, you go and then they tell you that, oh, okay, to start a business, you need like 400 cedis. Okay, you need 400 cedis. Now, for people who are looking to start their business, who don't have enough cash, would be like, it's kind of, you know, very expensive to actually start a business right now. So I'm not going to start it now, right? And this is where the procrastination starts from. Okay, this is where the procrastination starts from. And now what my mentors teach is that, you know, he was like, first off, you need to ask yourself, is this a level one opportunity or a level 10 opportunity? Now let me explain what a level one and a level 10 opportunity is. Now, a level one opportunity is something that, you know you need to get it done, but you don't really attach so much importance to it. Then it's a level one opportunity, okay? And on an extreme end, level 10 opportunity is like, it's life and death to you. Like, for example, you need to breathe, okay? There's a weird example, but you need to breathe. And, you know, you're in a place, maybe you're in a car, right? You're in a car and the glasses are rolled all over to the top, and then you have cold and then you can't breathe so well, right? That is an example of a level 10 opportunity. That means it needs to get done. Now, from ranging from level 1 to level 10, there are, you know, different numbers, right? We have level 5, level 6, level 7, depending on the extreme ends of things, right? So the closer you get to the 10, the more important or critical that step or that thing is, right? And the lower you head over to 1, it means it's less important, okay? So the first thing you need to do is that you need, whatever task you need to do, just ask yourself, is this a level 1 opportunity or level 10 opportunity? What you need to do is you need to grade it on the level of importance, or, you know, on the level of significance, okay? So you ask yourself, is this a level 1 or level 10? And then you grade. After grading, then you ask yourself, is it a do it now, or is it a plan it now, or is it a delegate it now, or is it a drop it now? Now, the reason we want to go into this four quadrant is because of this. Now, if it's a do it now, it's obviously a very critical situation, okay? It's a very critical situation, something that needs to get done, Okay, kind of like the starting your business. You need to make sure that you are legally registered. Okay, and so it's a do it now. So you analyze the situation and be like, okay, even though I don't have 400 cedis or 500 cedis now to start the business, I know it's a do it now. So if it's in the do it now sector, then you need to figure out how to do it fast. Okay, and so you just list out the activities you need to do to start your business, okay? And then after listing them out, you grade them into, you know, the level of significance, level 10, level 8, whatever, level 2, right? And then you ask yourself, is it a do it now or plan it or delegate or drop it? Now, if it's a do it now, if it's a, you know, if it's on a critical level, I say maybe grade 9 or grade 8 or grade 10, then it means it needs to be in the do it now section, okay? Now, on the other side, if it's something that is very, very not so much important, then what you can do is you can put it in plan it now, okay? Plan it. So you ask yourself, I really need to do this, but is it super, super important that it needs to be done like right now or tomorrow? If it's yes, then do it now. If it's maybe, then you just put it in plan it, okay? Now, there are certain things that, there are certain times that it's very critical to do it. It's very critical that we need to get that task down. But the problem is that we don't know how to do it. We don't know how to do it. And so if we don't know how to do it, here's what's going to happen. There are two options. It's either we innately, this is something that we rarely even think about, right? It goes on a subconscious level. If you are not a master at what we want to get done, but we need to get it done, you know, subconsciously, what happens is that we just tend to drop it. Just tend to drop it. Now, here's what you're going to do. You're going to ask yourself, instead of, you know, how can I do it? You ask yourself, who knows how to do that? Like, for example, you need to start a business and you need a marketing plan. You need a logo done. Now, you ask yourself, okay, how much is a professional logo going to cost me? It's going to cost me 100 cedis, 200 cedis, whatever amount, right? A professional logo is going to cost you, you know, 300 cedis. So you ask yourself, is this a critical task? Maybe it's on the 8 level or it's on the 10 level. And then you ask yourself, okay, so is it a do it now, or is it plan it now, or is it delegate now, or is it a drop it now? Okay, then you look at your resources, the current resources you have. Your resources are, you know, you need basically 300 cedis. And mind you, you've already spent like 400 or 500 cedis registering the business. So already you are 700, you are negative 700 right now without even making any profit, right? And then you ask yourself, is this 300 cedis really, really worth it? Can't I do this on my own? Right, you ask yourself, can't I design a logo on my own? You know, 2 years ago, this is what I had been doing. I ask myself, I look at the opportunities and the tasks that need to be done, and then I ask myself, oh wow, this is too expensive. I think I can even do it on my own, right? And now this is what happens. We try to do it on our own, and two things happens. It's either we do it, you know, haphazardly without knowing exactly what we are doing. Or we tend to spend longer than we should in actually getting that task done. Okay. Now, I remember, you know, I had been trying to create logo by myself. I forced myself into a forced graphic designer just because I needed logo and I didn't have money to create those logos. I mean, to get someone to design them for me. Okay. And so, you know, my old self, this is what I do. I just ask myself, what kind of logo do I want to do? And then I just jump into Photoshop or Canva or wherever, all these tools that we need to design a logo. And then I start designing. Now, because I'm not innately a graphic designer, instead of it taking me, whatever, 4 hours or 6 hours or 8 hours, for an average graphic designer to design a logo for them, it's probably going to take me, you know, whatever, 48 hours or 3-4 days. Because of the learning curve that needs to be done, because of the, you know, the lack of creativity that, you know, because I'm also focused on something else, right? And so because of that, my focus on other bits of things gets, you know, obliterated. And as a matter of fact, you know, we all have 24 hours in a day. And if you're full there, you know, we all know that where you focus your energy is where, you know, you get the outcome. Okay. And then, so you could see that you are basically splitted apart, right? You're basically splitted apart. And so this is what my mentor says, that instead of, you know, doing your tasks, in a way where, you know, you think you can actually do it, instead of doing it that way, then what you have to do is start thinking of delegating. Delegating basically means getting people on board, right? You might be asking yourself, Sam, I don't have 300 cedis to design a logo. I can design it on my own. Yes, you can design it on your own. You're going to learn how to design it. You're going to go through all that crap, okay? But the problem is that it hinders your productivity. Instead of using 20 days to, you know, set up your business fully, it's going to probably take you like 40, 50, sometimes 60 days to get it done. The reason is because you are not delegating. You're not delegating, and that is where people get messed up. So they think the cost to get something done it's almost equivalent to they actually doing it, and so they instead of spending the money, they spend time. And we know time spends, you know, can't be gotten back, right? We can't get time that we spent back, but the money, we can get it back. Okay, you spend 300 cedis on the logo, and then your business is booming. Awesome, you know, down the line you can easily make this 300 easy, like very easy, especially if you know what you're doing, if the business actually solves problems for people. I mean, 300 cedis is an easy money to recoup. Okay. And so instead of thinking through that, you know, I think I can do this on my own, right? Instead of thinking through that, ask yourself, who do I know that can get me up to speed to this thing? Now, for me personally, I have lots of skills, right? I do video editing, audio editing, you know, I'm a marketer, I'm an advertiser, you know, I'm a marketing consultant. There's a lot of things I do, okay? Now, in the early stages, I try to do everything all by myself, right? And I can't tell you how stressed I was, number one. I can't tell you enough how I wasn't really actually achieving the goals that I really wanted, because at the end of the day, I'm working on a client's project, and then that client needs a logo. Instead of me getting someone to design the logo, I tried to design it by myself. Okay, for maybe advertisements on Facebook, I try to do it all by myself, you know, and because mind you, I'm the one doing the logo, I'm the one doing the creating the content, I'm the one designing all these things, I'm the one making sure that the campaign is structured well so that the clients can make more money, okay? Because that's why the clients hired us, okay? And so if that is not done, if it's not done right, and then we are looking to still get everything done all by ourselves, typically what happens is that we get bottlenecked, and it hinders productivity, or it hinders things that need to get done, the actual things that need to get done, okay? And so you ask yourself, is this a level 1 or level 10? So going back to that, you know, significance level, is it a level 1 or level 10? After grading, you ask yourself, is this something I can do now, or is it something I have to plan, or is it something I have to delegate? Okay, it's something I have to delegate. Now let's go to the last corner, which is the drop it. And the drop it, like, the meaning is just, it's as clear as that. If it's a level 1 thing, level 0, level 2, then the answer is very simple. Drop it. If it's not important, you just drop it. It just sits there. It just sits in that corner and then do nothing there. Okay? And so, after you have all your tasks in each of these quadrants, what you're going to do is that you're going to start acting inside of the quadrant. And then you go in there. This is how you're going to go. You're going to go from do it now, right? You're going to go from do it now. And then you ask yourself. So, you just list the the amount of tasks that need to get done. So you wake up in the morning, and then you are just so, you know, so excited to, you know, start the day. The first thing you need to do is open your quadrant, open the circle you've drawn, and then ask yourself, what are the do it now tasks that need to be done, right? And that is what you focus for the day. That is what you focus for the day. And instead of going to plan it now, you go to the delegate it now section. And with the delegation section, here's what you're going to do. You're going to ask yourself, who do I know that can get this done for me? Okay. Who do I know that can get this done for me? And then what you're going to do is that you are going to contact them, or you're going to find ways of contacting them. If they have to work for free, if they have to get paid for it, whatever it is, try to delegate those things as well. And then you go to the Plan It Now section. And with the Plan It Now section, here's what you're going to do. Things that you've attached some level of importance, just that it's not so important to be in the Do It Now section. At the same time, it also needs to be done, okay? So if it needs to be done, what you want to do is you want to plan it. You want to plan ahead of time. So in that case, here's what's going to happen. There's a task in the Plan It Now section. What you're going to do is you're going to allocate timelines to them. Timelines. And the timelines are this. Now, you know, most people say like, oh, I want to do something in X amount of time. And they don't put in so much, you know, urgency and scarcity to it, right? So what you want to do is you want to put yourself into a time zone. And a time zone is basically this. I want to, you know, read 5 pages of book every single day, right? That's a plan, okay? That is a plan. And then what you have to do is eventually the plans, the list in the plan section, Plan It Now section, gradually moves to the Do It Now section depending on the timelines that you've allocated for. Okay, so it's a very simple wheel that you know lots of these gurus follow to actually get their goals achieved every single time, because what it is that you are way ahead of the things that need to get done. You're way ahead of things that actually need to be done. Okay, so if you know that you open your wheel and then you have 5 Do It Now things, you definitely would have to start working on the Do It Now stuff. That way, you are so laser focused on what you need to be done, that needs to be done, right? And then you go to the delegate side and try to delegate as much as you can. Okay, don't do it all by yourself. It's not even possible to do everything all by yourself. Okay, so what you have to do is delegate now, and then go to the Plan It section, and then you ask yourself, what can I put timelines on that will actually get me to get my list accomplished faster? And then the last one is drop it. And so if it's a level 1, level 2, not so important, drop it. Boom, drop it. Boom. Okay. So that is what, you know, I've been doing for a while now. You know, there are new movies that, you know, friends of mine are, you know, recommending to me. I just look at the level of importance. I just look at the scale and then drop it. Boom, drop it. And it's so awesome dropping all these things, knowing that, you know, the things that I focus on are actually going to pull the needle, so that I can be able to achieve my goals and eventually able to impact my generation and the people that are looking up to me. And so I hope this episode was helpful. If yes, then you need to join our Facebook group. Our Facebook group is a group I've created basically from frustration. I was so frustrated looking for a group that would actually get, you know, that would actually help me, because most of my, I always attach most of my, you know, immense success to groups and elite groups and, you know, my surroundings. And it's been said that you're the average of the 5 people around you, right? As if you're the average of the 5 people around you, and, you know, and we know social media is where we actually sleep, right? And if that is where we actually sleep, and the people around us are basically, you know, online people, and then we are seeing their images and pictures and all these things that they post, and it doesn't really affect us, it doesn't give us any value, then what it means is that we're actually doing a disservice to ourselves. That is why I created a Facebook group called Living the Arisen Life Online. Now, Living the Arisen Life Online is a Facebook group where, you know, we are going to be launching it very soon. Maybe by the time you hear this, it's already launched. But basically what we are looking to do is to get, you know, a community of people who are risen, people who are chasing their goals and the things they actually do to actually achieve their goals. It could be starting a business, it could be exploding your already built business, it could be like anything, right? As long as it's a goal, it's going to impact people and then leave a legacy, then it's something that needs to be get out there. And the only way it can get out there is to surround yourself with people actually doing exactly the same thing. And so it's going to be the community where we engage ourselves in, we share resources, things that are helping you, books, resources, videos, whatever, right? Just share them. And so I'm inviting you to join the group. And it's very simple to join the group. It's just go to www.livingthearisenlife.com living.online. That is www.livingthearisenlive.online. It's going to redirect you to a Facebook group. That's where you're going to join. And then there's a list of three questions that you'd ask, you would answer, and that'll be it. And then you find yourself in the group, which will be launching very soon. I can't wait to, you know, have so much interaction with you. I'll be doing Facebook live videos. I'll be, you know, sharing a lot, on there. I'm going to be inviting my mentors and people I look up to come on and share and drop some, you know, golden showers on you so you can be able to achieve your goals and impact people. I've been talking for long now, and I think I need to shut up now. And so, you know, just listen to the outro and then we'll go from there. Bye.
Ooh, wasn't that awesome? But I'm sure you've heard this quote before. You are the average of the five people you hang around with, right? You see, I'm very intentional with the people I watch, the people I talk to, the people I listen to, and the people I get advice from. The knowledge I possess right now is as a result of the connections and associations I have made with these past years. In fact, I can account my knowledge and business to a few elite groups I'm part of. For a while now, I've been wondering if there are other elite entrepreneurial focused groups on social media in Ghana, and to my surprise, almost all the groups I joined were platforms for a bunch of unskilled marketers and business owners who did nothing but only promote their products and services all day. Or they talked about what's new in politics and football, or the hottest number pairing to win the lottery. As frustrating as that could be, I never got value from all these groups, so I booted myself out of them quickly. Then I had an idea. What if I created the kind of group on Facebook where real value is shared within the community so we can impact ourselves together, make money together, share our wins and losses together, and together make the world a better place? So I did. And we are calling it Living the Arisen Live Online. This is a group on Facebook where dreams come to life, exponential growth is experienced, and lives are imparted. You wanna join? Head over to www.livingthearisenlive.online. www.livingthearisenlive.online. And I'll see you on the inside. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.